This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed says that military operations in the restive region of Tigray are complete, and federal troops now control the regional capital. That's a major development in a month of violence between the rebel Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, and Abiy's government troops. Prime Minister's government has been trying to quell a rebellion by the powerful ethnic faction that dominated the central government for decades before he came to power in 2018. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed, and nearly 44,000 have recently fled to Sudan in the conflict that has called into question whether Abiy can hold together fractious ethnic groups in Ethiopia, which is Africa's second most populous country. Meanwhile, the leader of the TPLF said his group is not giving up. He told Reuters news agency, "This is about defending our right to self-determination." The prime minister said federal police would continue searching for and detaining members of the TPLF, whom he called criminals, and would bring them to court. He called the offensive a law and order operation. It was not clear whether any TPLF leaders have surrendered. Farmers' unions in India are meeting with the government Sunday as thousands of farmers stage a third day of protests outside New Delhi against new agricultural deregulation legislation. The legislation would allow farmers to sell their products anyplace, including to large corporate buyers. Currently, farmers may only sell their products to government-regulated wholesale markets, where the farmers are guaranteed a minimum price. The government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi introduced the legislation in September. Modi said Sunday in a radio address that the reforms will bring the farmers new rights and opportunities. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has announced it is sending a team of 10 scientists to Wuhan, China, to investigate how COVID-19 jumped from animals to humans. The team includes renowned virus hunters, public health specialists, and experts in animal health from Britain, the United States, Australia, Denmark, the Netherlands, Japan, Qatar, Germany, Vietnam, and Russia. Pennsylvania's highest court on Saturday night threw out a lower court's order preventing the state from certifying dozens of contests on its November 3rd election ballot. It was the latest lawsuit filed by Republicans attempting to thwart Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's victory in the battleground state. VOA projects Biden to have won the presidential election, but the vote has not yet been certified by all U.S. states. Pennsylvania State Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, threw out the three-day-old order preventing the state from certifying the vote. It said the underlying lawsuit was filed months after the expiration of a time limit in Pennsylvania's expansive year-old mail-in voting law, allowing for challenges. Justices also noted the lawsuit's sweeping demand that an entire election be overturned retroactively. Violent clashes erupted in Paris on Saturday as tens of thousands took to the streets to protest new security legislation, with tensions intensified by the police beating and racial abuse of a black man, which shocked France. Several fires were started in Paris as protesters vented their anger against the security law that would restrict people publishing images of policemen's faces. About 46,000 people marched in Paris, 133,000 in total nationwide in about 70 cities. According to France's Interior Ministry, protest organizers gave different numbers. They said about 500,000 people joined nationwide, including 200,000 in Paris. President Emmanuel Macron said late Friday that the images of the beating of black music producer Michel Ziclair by police officers in Paris last weekend brought shame to the French people. The incident had magnified concerns about alleged systemic racism in the police force. And the BBC is reporting the Australian city of Sydney has recorded its hottest November night on record, with the lowest temperature recorded at 25.4 degrees Celsius or 77 Fahrenheit. The high for Sunday is expected to hit 40 degrees Celsius. That's 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.